Morning. Welcome. It's time to come to the table together. Jesus invited us, as often as you do this, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do it in remembrance of me. We come to the table to feed on Jesus. That might sound a little weird, but Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I'm the living water. I am the light of the world. I am what you need." And just as we need physical sustenance, we need to eat or we'll die, we need to come to Jesus. We are weak. He is strong. We are hopeless. We're sinners. In Him there's forgiveness for our sins. Through His death on the cross, we can be forgiven. As we come to Him, we can have life. The only way we can have life is through Jesus Christ. What He did for us on the cross. We're sinners. There's nothing we can do to save ourselves. That's why Jesus came. Became God. God became man. Came in the flesh to die for our sins so that we could have eternal life. To lay down His body, His life, in our place as our substitute. So we can have forgiveness for sin and know that we have a place with Him forever. He says, come and eat. Come and feed on me. Draw sustenance, draw nourishment, draw life from me. And we need that every day. We're sinners. We continue, although we're forgiven sinners, we continue to wrestle with our sin. And so we need to be reminded of God's grace once more that the truth that John tells us, if we confess our sins today, He is still faithful. He is still just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. You can come to Jesus right now and say, I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I need your salvation. I need you to wash me and clean me and make me new. And He promises on His word, if you confess your sins, I will forgive them. I'm faithful. I'm just. I will forgive your sins and cleanse you, wash you, make you new. So that's what we come to. We come to the table, we take bread, we take juice. Jesus said, do this to remember me. We do this to remember Jesus, to reflect on what He did for us, His grace given to us at the cross. I'm going to invite the deacons to come up and we'll pass out the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you put your trust only and completely in what Jesus did for you, is your only hope for salvation, you're invited, you're welcome to participate with us and remember with us what Jesus did. Let's pray. Father, thank You for sending Your Son, because there was no other way for rebels who had turned against You, Your creation, to be saved, to be forgiven, to be reconciled to You, other than God the Son dying in our place. Jesus, we thank You for laying down Your life, for being obedient even unto death, even death on a cross. Jesus, thank You for laying down Your life in my place so that I can have life and so that I can draw sustenance from who You are, from what You've done for me. Lord, I pray this morning that we would receive from You. We come empty and needy, coming to You who has everything that we need. And so we want to be fed by You. We want to be nourished by You. We want to be clothed by You in Your righteousness, encouraged by You. Lord, everything we need, You have. So we come to You this morning and ask that You would be everything to us. Thank You for this bread and this juice that reminds us of what You did for us on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank You, Jesus, for the forgiveness that we enjoy, that You purchased for us and give to us as a gift. We are forever indebted to Your grace, Your mercy toward sinners like us, and we want to say thank You. We remember, and we are grateful. Thank You for Your body and Your blood, broken and poured out for us to cover our sins, to make us new, to make us clean. In Jesus' name, amen. His body broken for you, eat. bloodshed for you. Drink.